Meditation 36. I thought you had abandoned me.
Yesterday, my Lord, I had the most horrifying dream. I dreamed that I had been sent to a planet where everyone was running after money and material security. Lord, while I was there, my mind was filled with foolish thoughts. Please forgive me, for I thought you had abandoned me. On this planet, everyone was lonely, looking for friendship, but not wanting to be a true friend. Oh, how I miss your association, dear Lord. Please forgive me, for I thought that you had abandoned me. On this planet, Lord, many times I cried when I went to bed, and I cried when I woke, because it seemed that there was nothing to live for. I could not find any meaning for my existence. Others seemed not to mind the meaninglessness. But each day for me was hell. I had nothing to live for and nothing worth dying for. Please forgive me, Lord, for I thought that you had abandoned me. My dear Lord, I sought out friends, places, and environments that subconsciously reminded me of your abode and your associates. However, every situation left me unfulfilled, disappointed, and incomplete. Please forgive me, Lord, for I thought that you had abandoned me. My dear Lord, every now and then it seemed that when I truly felt I could not take another day of this environment, somehow or other, you would arrange to give me a little hope. However, my faith was so weak. Dear Lord, I still thought you had abandoned me. Please forgive me. Even when I studied the activities of the religious practitioner, I became very depressed because usually I did not feel I was being offered anything that came close to what I had left behind. Please forgive me, Lord, for I thought that you had surely abandoned me. In this place, my mind beat me so much, and my bodily demands constantly dominated my existence. I felt that if my Lord cared about me, he could never subject me to this torture. Please forgive me, my sweet Lord, for I was convinced you had abandoned me. My dear Lord, in this dream, people's faces were pictures of fear and anxiety. When I tried to communicate with these people, they only saw my own fear and anxiety that ran as deep as their own. Please forgive me, Lord, for I thought you had abandoned me. Dear Lord, in this environment, I was hungry, restless, and lonely. I did not know you had supplied unlimited prasadam, so many services, and unlimited associations. Please forgive me, Lord, for I was convinced you had abandoned me. My dear Lord, because I thought you had abandoned me, I often grabbed hold of various material supports. So many times, driven by emptiness, I thought of resorting back to past associations and activities. So many times I felt I would not be able to catch up with you, imagining you to be so far away and unconcerned about such an insignificant fool as I. how miserable I was then. Now that I know you have not abandoned me, everything has become so sublime. My happiness is now 1,000 times more intense. I was one of the living dead. Today, your energy that is working through my body is able to shake the dormant and revitalize the tired. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Please forgive me as I was so faithless, doubtful, and insensitive. How could I ever think you could have abandoned a poor servant such as I? Please, Lord, help me to help those in the future who may experience what I experienced. Dear Lord, I am your most grateful servant. Please use me as you desire.